Now, the rest of the story. When our nation's leaders first learned that American citizens had been taken hostage half a world away, their first concern, of course, was the virtual impossibility of meeting the ransom demands. The United States government had never dealt with a Muslim nation under these circumstances before, nor could our diplomatic negotiators make any sense of that unpredictable Muslim leader. So, while home front newspapers were filled with speculation about the hostages, waves of indignation and confusion swept across the land. Could we then ever have imagined that it would happen again? For this hostage crisis, which I have just discussed, occurred more than 200 years ago, and the captor Muslim nation then was Algeria. What happened in July of 1785 was this. A vessel was seized by Algerian pirates. Piracy those days was a major source of income for the Barbary states, Tunis, Tripoli, Morocco, Algeria. Piracy and piracy insurance, which they called tribute, and also holding captives for ransom. And so in 1785, remember now, this is 4 years before George Washington would become our first president. The Algerian government was holding American hostages, the entire crew of a seized American ship. The Algerian governor demanded some $60,000 for the release of the hostages. So, pay, you say. But remember now, in those fledgling years, our newly United States simply could not come up with any cash. Courageous as we had shown ourselves to be throughout the Revolution, we now had to sit there helpless and be humiliated by another foreign power with the pleas of the captives' families ringing in our ears. 1785, coincidentally, Tom Jefferson was appointed United States Minister to France that same year. And during his first winter abroad, several more American vessels were seized and their crews were taken hostage by the Algerians. Jefferson said he felt absolutely suspended between indignation and impotence. But then he got an idea for what you might call a secret weapon that would end the 18th century hostage crisis. But our government said no. Not that Tom's weapon wouldn't work. It would be too expensive, they said, to put it together. And so years passed. Some of the hostages died in captivity. Many of those remained at hard labor, wishing they had died. Except for the privately negotiated release of two hostages in 1792, all diplomatic efforts were failing. The Algerians were all the time seizing more American ships. By early 1793, there were 119 Americans held captive in Algeria. Newspapers in Boston, New York, Philadelphia were asking why. Do something, they said. Tom Jefferson had become our first Secretary of State by then. Now, he said, will you try my idea? And finally, Congress said yes. Congress agreed to appropriate funds for the assembly of Tom's weapon. You know, that threat alone was sufficient to expedite a negotiated settlement. And in February of 1797, almost 12 full years after the crisis had begun, the 82 surviving hostages arrived in Philadelphia. So we didn't have to use Tom Jefferson's secret weapon after all. Somehow the Algerians just knew that they had nothing to match it, and time has proved them right. Now, if somebody ever asks you how it all began, you'll be able to tell them it was Tom Jefferson's idea. It was a little something just to encourage the release of hostages more than 200 years ago. A little something weapon that needed only to be brandished to be effective. A little something called the United States Navy. Now you know the rest of the story.